Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The three Republicans vying for their party's nomination in the race to fill U.S. Senator Ed Markey's former congressional seat in the 5th District met for a mini debate last night ahead of the primary on Tuesday. WBUR's Fred Teich reports.
This is the best chance Republicans have had to take this congressional seat in 37 years. And three Republicans want the opportunity to go after the Democratic candidate in the general election next month. NECN moderator Jim Browdy asked the three candidates who want Markey's old job what kind of Republican each would be when it comes to shutting down the government. Browdy offered three choices: Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who urges a delay in the Affordable Care Act in exchange for reopening the government; Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who says he would accept modest reforms in entitlements; or Congressman Peter King of New York, who opposes shutting down the government. Here was the response of Tom Tierney, a Marine veteran from Framingham.
Neither. I think we shouldn't have had a shutdown, period.
Should not. That's a Peter King position.
The other two candidates said they would be Ted Cruz. Attorney Franca DeVinola of Boston, not in the district, was asked what would happen to two groups of people if the health care law is delayed: those under 26, who can already be on their parents' health insurance, and those with pre-existing medical conditions, who starting next year cannot be denied health insurance under Obamacare. DeVinola's answer?
Well, those are perceived benefits that people are anticipating, and they may not come to be.
There was only one testy moment in the debate. That's when the candidates were asked what distinguishes each from the other two. Here's the answer of Harvard physicist Mike Stopa of Holliston.
Well, one of the things that distinguishes me is that I wasn't running for Boston City Council at the same time that I was running for United States Congress, which I don't think shows you a
whole
lot.
Who would that be?
That would be Mr. Adevinola, who just finished 18th out of 19 and with 0.9% of the vote 3 weeks ago. So that's something I think is not, doesn't show a whole lot of seriousness
well,
about the congressional race.
I think Mike should actually be speaking about his own qualifications.
DeVinola ran for Boston City Councilor at Large in the preliminary election 2 weeks ago. In the 5th Congressional District, the candidates have five more days to present their qualifications to Republican primary voters. The primary is Tuesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Teich.